So let's look at the kidney. Again, this is something I say at the beginning of all my presentations, and I encourage you to do the same as you're working with people and presenting, whether it's one-on-one or in a formal presentation. Some way of saying, I'm not diagnosing you. This isn't medical advice. This is education. I'm educating you about how your body works so that you can make really amazing decisions about how to take care of it. But if you are on any medication, if you are under the care of a medical practitioner, make sure that any changes you make to your diet and lifestyle are in conjunction with that practitioner. Now, we all know that we have patients that do not have a medical practitioner and don't want to have a medical practitioner because they don't want interventions in the medical and surgical realm. That's fine, and that's their decision. But you still have to tell them that you're not diagnosing them and that they need to work with their medical practitioner. It's just, you know, where it goes. You may be able to help them solve all their problems without it, but if they are on medication or under the care, just to cover yourself, you should be telling people. Blood urea nitrogen is a byproduct of protein metabolism. So if blood urea nitrogen is high, it suggests that the kidneys are not doing a very good job of filtering. If BUN is low, it suggests that maybe you don't have enough protein, which means either your dietary intake of protein is low or you're not absorbing your protein. And what's one of the causes of not absorbing your protein? We just talked about low stomach acid. Creatinine is a muscle breakdown product. It's also used as an indicator of kidney function. So when creatinine is low, well, when creatinine is high, it's definitely an indicator of lack of kidney function, that the kidneys are not functioning properly. When it's low, it often means, if it's too low, that you're not breaking down protein. You don't have enough protein, and you're not moving. Uric acid, it's a byproduct of protein metabolism. And, in fact, uric acid can form crystals and can either form kidney stones or can get trapped in joints, like especially the big toe and the knee, in a condition called gout. And so when uric acid is high, it suggests that your kidneys aren't doing a proper job of filtering. We also can look at the bun creatinine ratio, although more and more labs are getting away from calculating that for you and seeing how that looks. Because you may have normal bun and normal creatinine, but have an abnormal bun creatinine ratio. Because one might be at the high end of normal, one might be at the low end of normal. And that's also an indicator when you don't have a kind of appropriate and predictable ratio between them, that the kidneys are not filtering properly. That's usually a sign of kidney distress. And then glomerular filtration. Up until recently, these used to show as just greater than 59. And now they show real numbers. So I'm not sure what the logic is behind that and why it used to be such, but it seems pretty standard across the board that now they're showing glomerular filtration. And that's an assessment of the filtering capacity. This is generally one of those things that is not really a functional indicator in the sense that it's not an early warning sign. The other things are early warning signs. You see elevated bun, elevated creatinine, and if you let it go long enough and you don't address the problem with the person's kidneys, or if you continue to overload them with too much protein and too much to filter, you'll end up with a problem with the glomerular filtration. Folks that are on dialysis will have very low glomerular filtration. Glomerular nephritis. So the glomerular filtration. It's an assessment of how well your kidneys can filter. So if it goes too low, it means that the kidneys aren't doing a very good job of filtering the blood, and you get a lot of toxic buildup and residue from that, and it can affect you systemically. Blood urea nitrogen, let's look at that. When the BUN is high, it could be an indicator of low stomach acid. It can be an indicator of electrolyte depletion. It could be dehydration, kidney disease, or even heart attack. Now, you've got to be able to differentiate things, right? you're going to pretty much know if this person has had a heart attack or is having a heart attack. So it's probably not one. It's probably one the medics would use in an emergency room, but not so much one that you're going to be using in your practice. Dehydration is a really common cause, and there are other things that cause dehydration, and I'll show you a list of all of those in a little bit when we finish the specific organ-oriented stuff. And then when it's low, it definitely can be malabsorption. It's always low when a person has celiac or gluten intolerance. So if they have a low BUN consistently, and some folks I will put on, I'll say, okay, you've got it low. Maybe you just get on some stomach acid support and also maybe take some extra protein powder just so we can get those levels up. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to be like, are you eating gluten? Is there? Oh, well, you know, not that often. Okay, not that often is not good enough when you're gluten intolerant. So we can get them off their gluten and watch their buns go back up. Again, low stomach acid can be a problem. Using steroids can affect your bun and make it go down too low, as would malnutrition, you know, just in general, not eating enough protein, not eating enough good support. And for some people, they aren't eating enough protein, and we have to get them to eat more protein. For others, they're eating plenty of protein. It's just not being absorbed. So creatinine. Let's look at creatinine. When creatinine is high, again, another sign of dehydration. So when you see several signs of dehydration throughout this, your report, you're going to start to get, you know, oh, okay, I don't think there's a kidney problem here. I think it's related to dehydration. You would see that the red blood cells are high. You may see the bun being high, the creatinine being high, and you're going, huh, I don't think this person has polycythemia and kidney failure. I think maybe they're just dehydrated. So you can have them rehydrate, give them information about how important it is, and give them a schedule, and then you can recheck it in a month or so. Enlarged prostates can affect the creatinine levels, as can kidney disease and muscle wasting disease. So some of your dystrophies will see very high levels of creatinine. Low creatinine can indicate that there's low stomach acid, or you're not getting enough protein in your diet. Okay, again, pregnancy will oftentimes drop the creatinine down. And with pregnancy, you've got an increase in the blood volume, and that might be the relationship. Severe liver disease, and then again, muscle wasting. So muscle wasting, you can see it going both ways. You can see a lot of creatinine from the breakdown products. You can see it low, meaning that maybe there's a person who just doesn't have much in the way of muscle stores. Uric acid. Uric acid is another one we talked about earlier related to gout, and it forms crystals. So when the uric acid is not able to be excreted, and oftentimes that's related to vitamin B6 and magnesium, which help to pull the uric acid out of the system. But insulin resistance can also create high levels of uric acid and diabetes, which is an extreme form of insulin resistance, as well as starvation. Okay, and it may be related to the ketones. Low uric acid can be a sign of B12, folic acid, or molybdenum deficiency. And you'll see there's very few indicators we have for molybdenum deficiency, but that's one of them. So here's a case. Take a look at the case. 59 on the EGFR is okay. It's just that it's put in there as 59. Oh, I think it's because we didn't have a top ratio on there, so it says it's not in the same, it's not in the range, but that's fine. 59 is fine because it's really, it means greater than 59, greater than or equal to 59. Okay, your bun creatinine ratio looks good, but your bun, look at your bun, it's super low, and the uric acid is it's okay. It's a little high. It's a little high. So, what kind of things do you think might be going on here? Well, values below the functional range in bun, creatinine, and uric acid can be indicative of malabsorption and low stomach acid. So I would also look for other evidence when you do a metabolic assessment, which is some of the scorecards that we have on the page, the Module 1 page, that you can get scores of your organ systems. We have a digestive analysis in there, and we have a kidney analysis. So you look for those signs. And then abnormals in the blood minerals. And high values would be increased tissue breakdown. So we're basically looking at malabsorption. I'd be looking at this person to see how we can improve their absorption and their digestion. Okay, so let's look at another kidney panel. Hopefully you can see this because it's kind of small because it's spread out like that. We've got uric acid at a 5.9. We've got BUN 7. Right? She's gotten better over time. The uric acid came down to 5.1. The BUN went up to 11. So this might be somebody who's, whatever they're doing, they're moving themselves in the right direction. They just have to do more of it because it's significant. And that's the kind of stuff you want to see. When you do a report like this, and if you use my spreadsheet or you make one up of your own and it has the color code, you can at a glance show people and train them that, you know, when I show you these things, you want more green. You want more green. And when you have less green, it means that we have issues. And then they can watch it and go, look, I went from red, yellow to green. You know, look, I went from orange to yellow. Awesome. Yeah? So basically what we have here is someone who may be malabsorption, right, maybe malabsorption, and is working in that direction and doing some good things to move it in that direction. So let's look at the liver.